Thousands of protesters showed up to Republican Representative Chuck Edwards' town hall in Asheville, North Carolina. Thursday night, repeatedly banging on the door, adding to several other town halls in the past few weeks where Republican members of Congress have been met with anger from voters over the Trump administration's policies. More than 2,000 people gathered outside of the Asheville Auditorium, with around 300 people cramming inside. At one point, Edwards attempted to address questions about President Trump's trade initiatives, but continued to be met with shouting and booing. Edwards said, "So would you give me a chance to answer this question? Then you can start to yell after I begin. Let me answer, and then if you don't like it, you can boo or hiss or whatever you'd like to do." Then a man in the crowd identifying as a veteran stood up expressing his frustration at Edwards over his support of Trump's and Elon Musk's mass firings of federal workers. Four deputies then escorted him out of the room at Edwards' request. The eruption happened after Edwards' comments about his vote for the House budget resolution, the Trump administration. Earlier this month revealed plans in a memo to cut thousands of jobs within the Department of Veterans Affairs. The head of the American Federation of Government Employees said the cuts severely put at risk the VA's ability to deliver care for the country's veterans. Speaking with reporters after the town hall, Edwards said Trump and Elon Musk were over the target in what they set out to accomplish. Thursday night's contentious event follows a series of outbursts at other Republican-led town halls, leading to GOP leaders calling to halt the events temporarily. House Speaker Mike Johnson claimed last month town hall attendees were all paid protesters, but provided no evidence. In response to the recent warning that Republicans should avoid community meetings, the Democratic Party is planning an extensive series of its own town halls in Republican-held districts in all 50 states. This weekend, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota is set to headline two of the events. The idea of Democrats hosting town halls in Republican districts began with Senator Bernie Sanders holding five town halls, drawing thousands of people.